Support for On the Scene comes from the Soundbar OKC Vinyl Bar Lounge, offering records and audio gear for purchase. Open Wednesday through Saturday evenings at 712 North Broadway on OKC's Automobile Alley. Playlists and more at thesoundbaroKC.com.
This is On the Scene, giving you a look behind the curtains of Oklahoma's arts, culture, and entertainment worlds. I'm Brett Fieldkamp. When I first spoke with Cooper Anderson nearly 2 years ago, he was just your average, everyday 19-year-old that had launched a successful record label at 14 and developed a fully independent global digital music distribution platform in between college classes. But in just the past 2 years, a lot has changed. Not only has his company Catapult undergone a total branding overhaul to become All Good Distribution, but both the music industry and the indie scene have begun moving rapidly away from many of the long-established trends of releasing, touring, and traditional promotion. That's led Anderson to follow suit, winding down the record label arm of his company and focusing more fully on providing independent artists with a way to curate and control their own releases and distribution. Of course, this new evolution into All Good was spurred by more than just a hunger for change. It was accelerated also by a different company called Catapult Distribution that was less than thrilled about sharing their name with Anderson's platform.
You can say, oh, why didn't you Google it? Well, I was 14. Give me a little break. I had a long talk with my parents, and I also talked with a bunch of people who I also just trust in various businesses and even music as a whole. And it was like, well, if you want to take this seriously beyond just being like something you did when you were a teenager and you want to keep this going, you should change the name while you're still young. It's still the same team, same software, just new logo, new colors, new name. I still own the company 100%. No outside investors. It's just all Oklahoma, all me.
That's the way that the now 21-year-old prefers it, with himself at the helm and no one to answer to but the artists and the community that have made All Good a success. But that model does come with its own challenges. Not least, the decision to only allow new artists onto the platform by application or brief sign-up windows.
The traditional way of building a distribution company is that you get as many clients as you can, but that's not how we do it. If we take all those on at once, like, yeah, we'll make a lot of money, but then the service goes down, the quality goes down, the quality that we're known for, that people refer their friends to, oh, I'm with All Good and they take care of me, you know, you should join. So that's the non-traditional way of doing things. You know, because at the end of the day, we're a software company. And you want to sell your software as much as you can, but you don't. I personally don't want to sacrifice the quality, you know.
But that hands-on approach to music distribution and indie ownership took on a new life when Anderson was introduced to an ambitious new form of music distribution called Fizzy, an artist-designed credit card-sized product with USB connectors that plugs directly into a phone and allows fans to instantly upload an artist's music to the device that they're already carrying. Fizzy is a new take on physical media for music, all without the streaming services and algorithms that have come to dominate the music industry.
Fizzy is just me and a crew of guys who want to give ownership back to the fans. And I did not start it. I just came in to help. You know, the way I explain it is my mom grew up with vinyl and cassettes. My older siblings grew up with CDs. But Gen Z and Gen Alpha, they don't have a physical thing. So it's like this is our generation's physical format, right? It's something you can plug into your phone. It's how people say like, oh, don't make your fans come to you. Go to where your fans are. Well, your fans have phones.
But more than just reaching music fans where they are, Anderson is also watching where they're going. And as more and more listeners turn their backs on the streaming models and AI-overrun music platforms, he wants to continue offering new ways for truly independent artists to release their music on their own terms.
Artists are getting fed up with streaming. I've seen it at All Good. I've seen it as a fan. There's countless artists who are just pulling their music from streaming for completely correct reasons. Fizzy was kind of a jumping off point as to what could be the physical format for this generation and for the current consumer who doesn't have a record player or CD player, tape deck or whatever, but they have a phone, you know?
It's a far cry from where he began as a young teenager, launching a record label and releasing some friends' albums, but the spirit is still the same. Supporting artists, navigating the changing trends of music fandom, and saying yes to new opportunities for creativity and innovation. And he still has to graduate from college, too.
People always ask me, what's your 5-year plan? I don't know. I'm one day at a time. That's all I can handle, really. You ask me how I juggle all this, it's one day at a time.
You can keep up with Cooper Anderson's All Good distribution by visiting allgooddistro.com. And you can get a look at the new Fizzy physical media at phyzi.io. For On the Scene, I'm Brett Fieldkamp.
Each story you hear on Planet Money starts with a question. What happens if we refund tariffs? Why are groceries so expensive? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious, because the forces shaping our world can be hard to see. Follow NPR's Planet Money wherever you get your podcasts and start seeing how the economy really works.